news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As we navigate life after Trump, we keep learning more about what he did while in office. On Thursday night, the New York Times broke yet another norm-shattering story. They're reporting that the Justice Department secretly subpoenaed Apple for the phone records of two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee as part of their investigation into leaks of classified information. The two? Congressman Adam Schiff, then the Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, now its chair, and Congressman Eric Swalwell. The department also sought information on several of the lawmakers' staff members and even family members, one of whom is a child. Shortly after the story broke, Congressman Schiff appeared on the Rachel Maddow Show.
This looks like a patent abuse of the department, yet another example of the president politicizing, using the Department of Justice as a cudgel to go after his enemies. The first most important norm post-Watergate is the President of the United States does not get involved in particular cases at the Justice Department. The President of the United States doesn't urge the department to investigate his political adversaries or his political enemies. Beyond that, you have the specter of a president who is himself under investigation by our committee, calling for an unprecedented subpoenas for account information pertaining to members of Congress. That is, I think, a terrible president's personal legal interest.
Well, Congressman Schiff was mentioned in the New York Times story as having his record seized. Congressman Eric Swalwell appeared on CNN Thursday night and said, "Me too.
I was notified by Apple that they did seize my records. It's wrong. This is what they do. They smear and they try and clear. We've seen this through the Justice Department by Donald Trump, whether it was the reason he was impeached for trying to go after Vice President Biden at the time, or just other efforts, you know, through the Mueller investigation. And I support Chairman Schiff's call for an inspector general report into not only this conduct, but other conduct that was corrupt by Donald Trump."
This is unprecedented and uncalled for, especially since the DOJ found no information tying any leaks to anyone on the House Intelligence Committee. And this latest revelation comes on the heels of another report saying that the Trump Justice Department went after phone and computer records of reporters from the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN. In both cases, gag orders were placed on the companies that the Justice Department sought records from, effectively keeping them from even informing the companies they worked for that these records were being subpoenaed. Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement calling the Trump administration's efforts to investigate Schiff and Swalwell, quote, harrowing. She said, "I support Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's call for an investigation into this situation and other acts of the weaponization of law enforcement by the former president," adding, "Transparency is essential. The story is far from over." In other news, President Joe Biden is in England this weekend for the G7 summit. He spent much of the day Thursday with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, even gave him a gift of a Made in the USA bicycle. Johnson announced that the G7, the group of seven leaders, were preparing to commit to sharing at least a billion doses of coronavirus vaccines with other nations. Of Joe Biden, Johnson said,
"The talks were great. They went on for a long time. We covered a huge range of subjects. And it's wonderful to listen to the Biden administration and to Joe Biden, because there's so much that they want to do together with us, from security, NATO, to climate change. And it's fantastic. It's a breath of fresh air."
At the end of the G7 meeting, Joe Biden heads to Geneva to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Of course, the former guy couldn't help himself and had to issue another one of his ridiculous statements. "I won't even insult you by reading it here. Just know that this man is completely off his rocker. And frankly, his words and behavior are frightening. On the eve of the president meeting with the Russian leader, this man is criticizing the sitting U.S. president and praising Putin. Inconceivable." Back at home, a bipartisan group of 10 conservative senators announced Thursday that they had agreed to a framework for an infrastructure bill. It would include $579 billion in new spending and cover costs without tax increases. Huh? Yeah, the group includes 5 Republicans and 5 quasi-Democrats, and they said they were reaching out to fellow senators and the president and expected to win broad support. Really? I don't think that's the case. And I'm not alone. Senator Ron Wyden chairs the Senate Finance Committee, and he pointed out that this version of an infrastructure bill leaves out anything pertaining to climate change and says that's a non-starter.
The proposition that the country's biggest corporations, who got an enormous tax cut from Donald Trump in 2017, wouldn't pay a single penny to use the roads and bridges and ports they depend on, that is just a non-starter. And second, to take a complete pass on climate change, in other words, include nothing on climate change, is a complete non-starter. For the first time in 100 years, the Finance Committee has passed comprehensive clean energy legislation. What we did is we took the 44 breaks in the tax code for energy and we threw them in the trash. And then we now would have one for clean energy, one for clean transportation, one for energy efficiency. That's the future. This bipartisan idea doesn't have anything on climate. I think it's a non-starter.
Wyden says it's time for the Democrats to move on with passing a bill through reconciliation that doesn't require any Republican votes. Couple other things. This weekend, unemployment benefit cuts begin. Missouri, Alaska, Iowa, and Mississippi are the first states where those extra federal unemployment benefits to help workers through the pandemic are stopping early. No more checks go out after Saturday. Republican-run legislatures in many states claim that the extra $300 weekly made it impossible for businesses to hire, even though companies complain of worker shortages when there are no benefits in place. And if all goes as expected, Israel swears in a new government on Sunday, ending Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year rule and the political crisis he brought on. But it's tenuous. Even if one party backs out, the government would be at risk of collapse. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.